The Deal with Yield is a podcast series covering the issues that matter most in crop production. Tune in to episodes on iTunes, My Farm Radio, and thedealwithyield.com. Welcome back to The Deal with Yield with our hosts, Joel Whipperforth, Winfield United Ag Technology Applications Lead, and Kyle Reiner, Master Agronomy Advisor. Kyle, once seed is in the ground, what can farmers do to stay ahead of the disease issues in corn?
Well, in corn, it's pretty simple. You're looking for a visual, right? You're walking fields, you're splitting crowns, you're watching your precipitation through the year. You kind of know what the variables of how you planted, what the soil temps were prior to the corn even emerging. So, I mean, if it was warm, you planted and popped up and out of the ground, you're probably not going to have a lot of crown rot that's in there with too much precipitation and not too much for cold temperatures. But just being out in the field, looking, look for lesions, look for different things on the leaf surface, and then know your variety of corn that you have out there. Is it susceptible to certain types of leaf diseases? Be kind of all checking that stuff. I'll be proactive all the way up to that V4, V5, and then making a spray application based upon that.
Yeah, so one of the things I was talking to a grower a little bit ago down in southern Illinois, and they had some diseases that they weren't quite used to seeing. And one of the things I thought was interesting is he said, we waited to see if our neighbors were going to spray, and they never wound up spraying. And we called the local retailer and asked if anybody was spraying fungicide. And nobody wound up spraying fungicide, but we put a couple test strips in, and you know, it was a 40 bushel hit, and the standability of the corn was a lot worse where we didn't have fungicide on. And what I thought was interesting about that was the grower said, well, maybe we were supposed to be the thought leaders in the area of when to start applying fungicide and if we should apply fungicide based on what's going on in the season versus waiting to follow the neighbors, because they maybe were looking at us for the same things. Kyle, when you look at the epidemic of when people start spraying fungicide, when do they start normally making decisions in your area?
Most time as the crop is planted. I mean, you'll have a few guys do some planning ahead and prepaying some fungicide applications along with some adjuvants at that time. But most of the stuff is where the markets are, how much rainfall we've had, and is there any leaf diseases coming in prior to tassel? I mean, that's when 90% of our people are in our space on making the decision. And then there's always the same thing, right? Are you spraying today? Are you spraying today? You're asking all your neighbors, and it's one of those things. Don't follow and don't be like the Joneses, right? You have to manage your crop differently than theirs because your variety is different than theirs. Yours might be susceptible and theirs might not. So even at the end of the year, you could have had a 20 to 40 bushel advantage by using a fungicide, and they might have followed you, but theirs didn't have the least diseases, and they wasted and didn't have a return on investment.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's interesting there of why some people spray and some people don't is, number one, hybrid has a big impact on there. The answer plot data from 2016 showed that there was a 11.7 bushel average. But the average doesn't really tell the right story. What you really want to look at is the difference between the lowest responding hybrid and the highest responding hybrid. And that was 1.8 bushels to 30 bushels difference, which is to say that there's a hybrid out there that gave a 30 bushel response in the answer plot data. So I think looking at variety really should be the number one decision ag portion that you start with. But you also have to complete the disease triangle of the host, the pest, and the environment.
I think another thing to think about on that, too, is what disease and when did it affect, right? I mean, if it comes out of a cool, wet year, you get Fusarium stock rot and such in the crown early. Yeah, V5 works. Makes sense. We get certain varieties that we run through, whether it's Cropland Brand NK, DeKalb, or Mycogen. We have a number sequence, and that number sequence depicts whether and shows on a scale of does it respond or doesn't respond. And those varieties that always at the top of the list or the highest number always respond. And certain varieties are susceptible early in plant life to an early application or V5. We had some really good varieties back 5-6 years ago. If you could get them beyond that stock rot problem, they yielded like banshees. So,
yeah, besides falling down from stock rot, they had great yield.
If you could get them to stand, they were perfect.
You can get them to stand. Yeah, so I think, you know, another piece that comes along in timing is also when we started spraying fungicides, maybe, you know, 2002 was really when row crops, you started to see people experimenting with fungicide on row crops. And we've come a long way since then. No longer do we just have a single mode of action of a preventative mode of action. We're also adding some curative modes of action in and starting to get two and three different modes of action in there. And one of the new ones on the market that our answer plot data actually tested last year had a, looking at the advantage, we had a 1 to 3.6 bushel increase over other fungicide treatments, or 53% win rate using a Trivapro fungicide from Syngenta.
I think I go back to one of the stories when I first started off as an agronomist, and the grower's like, look, as much money as I'm going to spend on this fungicide and application, I could buy a new truck. And I said, look, I think it's in your best interest to do this application. And it turned out that he made enough money that he could buy two trucks at the end. So he still got his wish at the end, and I was pretty dang nervous all summer long to look at my numbers and say, well, I trust in the company to provide data that's going to support the reason why we're doing this. And he was tickled pink.
Yeah, one of the things that fungicide for different farmers for different size operations means different things. And one of the things that I think about is, how many days does it take you to harvest your crop? And for some producers, maybe it only takes them 15 days to harvest their corn crop. For some producers, their equipment size compared to how many acres they have to get across, they're planning for upwards of 60 days of harvest time that they've got to have. And so you've really got to think about, you know, towards the middle to end of November, if you're still out there harvesting, you maybe needed a fungicide just to aid in the standability so that you can actually harvest standing corn, that it might not actually be about response to fungicide on a particular hybrid as much, but managing a segment of your acres that you're going to wind up harvesting towards the end of your harvest window. I don't know, how many days does it take you to harvest on your farm, Kyle?
Oh, I would say it's a pretty solid 2 weeks of corn, a week and a half, 2 weeks of pretty good push.
Yeah, so I think managing that window towards the amount of operating days, and of course, it's 2 weeks on your farm, but if you get 3 weeks of rainfall in between there, all of a sudden you're spread out over a 30, 40-day window, which makes some of the fungicide discussion not necessarily about spraying fungus to kill fungus, but about standability so that you can harvest in the window that you're provided.
I think there's a lot of that is overlooked in our space in the western side of Minnesota. The wind always blows. It's a matter of when. It's a matter of how many times. And efficiency, man hours, engine hours on combines, that's all worth a lot of money. And then obviously you get loss of grain on the ground if it goes flat. So it's trying to dodge. Every year we always get that 40 to 50 mile an hour, and everybody's puckered up and hoping it doesn't tip over, and then wait till the sun comes up in the morning to see if it's still standing. But in our space, everybody's kind of hung up on that, the airplane application. That seems like it's the big hang up. And I'm like going, look, 3-4 bushel times the commodity prices is covering that. So, I mean, what's the value lost by not doing it, by slowing down 2 to 3 miles an hour with your combine, running rocks in because your head's lower? There's a lot of different things that could overcome that.
Yeah, from you talk about operating hours on combines. That's typically not one of the things that's easy to drive an ROI around fungicide treatments being able to help optimize your operational efficiency of your operation. I think one of the things I see coming in ag technology is these equipment manufacturers getting better at helping you see the analytics of just how many hours your combine is at idle time, how harvest speed has an impact on what the cost per bag or what the cost per bushel of input actually is. And I think some of the early things I've seen out of these machine analytics really drives towards operational efficiency in addition to the agronomic factors that went into making a healthy corn plant that yielded with a high return on investment.
I think the other thing that we overlook too is sometimes guys roll up and do a lot of round bales. And if you have a bunch of stocks that are full of disease and you go to cut those bales and spread them all over, you got the dust and you got everything. It's the retention and the stock quality of bedding is really poor versus a healthy plant that has the stability of having some different packs, whether it's manure pack or whatever. And obviously, if you're collecting a lot of that disease that you had from the year before, it runs through and then you spread it back out, you're amplifying your issue the following year. So something to think about for the cattle guys.
So if you were to say maybe some of the biggest mistakes that you see when it comes to corn fungicide application, what would you say they are?
Leaving it in the jug seems to be a problem. When you get to that time of year and you've worked hard all year, you've got a great crop going. And one of the things that I see as a big opportunity is to form a triage of which fields need it the most and then work backwards from there. I know that with commodity prices, you've got to take into account return on investment, but being able to work backwards in starting with your corn on corn fields, starting with varieties that have high response to fungicide, and then getting out there in a timely fashion, those seem to be some of the opportunities that people don't necessarily take a targeted approach. They take an all or nothing approach. They either are doing it or aren't doing it. And I think there's an opportunity to triage or treat the patients with the bleeding legs a little sooner than the ones with the hangnails.
The other thing we got to think about, too, is some of the application has been done 10, 15 years ago, right? And we have a lot of new technology come out. TrevaPro's got three different modes of action, right? It's got a curative and a preventive. Some of the past ones didn't have that. Both modes of action or three modes of action, right? So just because you've tried it and it didn't maybe look like you thought it should be on a return on investment scale, or maybe you didn't look at the potential variety itself to see if it had a high response score to a fungicide application, there's a lot of different variables that you need to make, whether it's in season or ahead of time, to think about, if I got this much money, or if my crop looks really good, this is what I want to do.
You've been listening to The Deal with Yield with Joel Whipperfirth, Winfield Ag Technology Application Lead, and Winfield Master Agronomy Advisor Kyle Reiner. For additional episodes of The Deal with Yield, visit iTunes, MyFarm Radio, and thedealwithyield.com.